just been messing around an earthquake? Or is you making a funny moving picture?
No, sir.
Well, shucks, you ain't feeling so good, is you? Say, look here. Ain't this here Glasgow from down in my hometown?
Yes, sir. What's left of me is Glasgow. And you is Lincoln Small, ain't you?
Well, doggone Glasgow, what's happened to you anyhow?
Nothing, only I just got throwed bodily out of this here dance hall, that's all.
Throwed out? Who was the person that dared to throw my friend out of any dance hall?
Wasn't no one person. Every bad man in the world and his brother is inside of that place.
Says which?
You heard me, you ain't blind.
Well, listen at me, Glasgow. They ain't no person or persons going to throw my friend out of no dance hall and live to write about it. I'm going right in there, do you hear me?
Uh-huh.
I said I'm going right in there, and you can just stand right here where you is, and you can count them as I throw them out.
But wait a minute, wait
a minute. Don't stop me, son. I'm on my heroic way. Open that door.
Well, doggone. You know that fella is the bravest man outside of a book. Yes, sir. You know, if I was president, I'd start a war just for his own personal amusement. Number one.
Oh, stop counting, Glasgow. It's me.
Yeah. Come on, Lincoln. Let's get away from here. This place is like a bad disease.
Disease? Boy, this is an epidemic. Say, how long you been living in this here town?
Oh, I've been here some time. And believe me, this is the lovingest town there is.
Now, what do you mean by lovingest?
Why, everybody here in this town's in love. It's just love and jealousy.
Well, will you please explain yourself?
I will. You know, one day I was laying down under a tree when along come a cow and she up and kissed me. And you know that's a demonstration of love, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. But how about the jealousy?
Well, that's what I'm going to tell you now. You see, when the cow, she kissed me, her husband saw her. And you know, he chased me for 4 miles. And I didn't even know she was married.
Say, Lincoln, what's become of you, brother? Is he still living?
Sure, he's living.
Well, say, what's the matter with him? He ain't all there, is he?
He's half noodly.
What you mean, noodly?
Well, he ain't got all his buttons.
How come he lose them?
Well, you see, one time they come to the opera house in our town, one of the mad musicians. You know, one of the mad fellas that mesmerize you.
Oh, you mean hip and a tubby?
Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. Well, you see, this hippo, whatever you called him. You see, he asked for people to come up on the stage, and my brother, he went up. And then this young fella, he hypnotized my brother, and ever since that day, he ain't been able to get the hip off.
Say, Lincoln, how was the boating houses in this here town?
Oh, these magnolias.
Sure enough?
Yeah, you know, I get fresh eggs every day. I get eggs for breakfast, eggs for dinner, and eggs for supper.
Yeah, but you want to look out, or you'll be getting the egg you. And you know, my stomach tells me it's dinner time now, but I don't hear no dinner whistle blowing.
Shucks, we don't have no whistles blowing here for our meal.
No? Well, I guess the meals ain't nothing to blow about around here. Say, what y'all doing for a living now?
Oh, me? I'm a musician.
You a musician? I'm a musician, too.
What do you play?
Well, I play a clarinet.
Sure enough?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't play one of the mad things.
No, why not, Glasgow?
Because I know the fella once that played one of the mad clarinets so long that it growed on his mouth.
Go on.
Yes, sir. And then the only thing he could eat was soup.
You's fabricating now, ain't you?
No, indeed I ain't. And boy, when he went to sleep and started snoring through that thing, his whole family had to get up and start dancing.
Well, where is they at now?
They's all dead. They all died of the same disease.
Pray tell, what disease?
Clarinetus.